It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Calling all young anglers, the Rotary Club of Truckee is inviting kids 12 and under to the Fishing Derby on June 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Coldstream Pond, just behind Donner Memorial State Park. This free event is a great way for families to enjoy the outdoors and introduce kids to the fun of fishing. Sign up in advance at the Mountain Hardware and Sports Donner Pass location. Then bring your poles and join local experts and the Rotary Club for a morning of fishing and family fun. Fishing on the Truckee River, well, recent weather has kept flows somewhat unpredictable, with levels currently ranging from 300 CFS near Tao City to over 800 CFS near Farad. Water clarity and flows may continue to fluctuate depending on additional weather, but the wading conditions remain favorable from Tao City down to the Boca Outlet. The water temperatures are holding in the mid-40s during the morning hours and warming into the low 50s by the afternoon, creating solid conditions for active trout feeding. And this time of year, you can expect consistent hatches of caddis, blue-winged olives, PMDs, and betas throughout the day. Euro nymphing and streamer fishing continue to produce the best results, and fishing deeper pockets behind boulders and structure has been key, with crayfish and ant patterns generating the most action. Most fish are being caught right here in the town of Truckee and the Little Truckee River outflow, and the catch rates have steadily improved over the past week, with reports of rainbow trout and the occasional brown trout throughout the system. Fishing the Little Truckee River might be a little more difficult. The flows have been high between Stampede and Boca, currently holding around 582 CFS, creating difficult and limited wading conditions throughout the river. Water is flowing over portions of the banks, making bank access and careful positioning important for those still choosing to fish the system. The hatch activity has been fairly limited due to the elevated flows, and trout are currently more focused on spawning behavior than feeding consistently. Because the spawn is underway, you are encouraged to consider fishing other local waters, at least for the next couple weeks while the fish complete this sensitive period. Wading is not recommended in most sections to help protect spawning fish and reds. But if you're still targeting the Little Truckee, indicator nymphing and streamer fishing from the banks have been the most productive methods. Try concentrating your efforts on slower, deeper pools with patterns such as zebra midges, San Juan worms, glow bugs, and sculptzillas. They still produce occasional bites. Just remember to be patient. A quick word from our sponsor, Mountain Hardware and Sports. Firing up the grill? Before your food hits the flame, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all of your grilling must-haves, like sauces, spices, fuels, tools, and more. Thinking about an upgrade? Check out their great selection of grills and let their expert team help you find the perfect fit for your deck, patio, or campsite. You can also shop grills and accessories online anytime at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Let's take a look at the lakes. Donner Lake is sitting at full capacity with water temperatures holding in the 50s. And recently, stocked trout have improved the shoreline bite for rainbow anglers using power bait or worms on a Carolina rig. Spinners such as Castmasters, Rooster Tails, and Panther Martins are also producing steady action, especially along the west end of the lake. And Mackinac fishing remains productive, and they are now holding in relatively shallow water between 30 and 70 feet. And the kokanee are getting aggressive. Although most fish are still on the smaller side, if you're targeting kokanee, you should focus on 20 to 30 feet of water using flashers or hoochies. Boca Reservoir is also at full capacity and continues to fish well for both trout and bass. If you're targeting bass, you might find success with rubber worms on jig heads, while trout anglers are doing well using rooster tails or Carolina rigged power bait and worms. And although the kokanee are still relatively small in Boca, the fishing remains fair. Try flashers paired with wedding rings to produce the best kokanee results. Stampede Reservoir is at full capacity with water temperatures averaging in the mid-50s, and the kokanee are ranging from 8 to 10 inches, while trolling for pink or orange hoochies behind dodgers in 25 to 40 feet of water will produce the best bite. And rainbow trout action remains steady from both shore and boat, with Rapalas, spinners, worms, and power bait all producing fish. At Prosser Creek Reservoir, warming water temperatures in the mid-50s are increasing activity throughout the reservoir. Trout anglers are seeing action near the north end using power bait and small spoons, while bass are beginning to move into shallow warming pockets and weed edges ahead of spawn. Wacky rigged worms and jig head soft plastics are currently the top producers for bass. And Jackson Meadows Reservoir is fully accessible with the boat launch now open, though boaters are required to complete a decontamination before their first launch. And Shore Fishing is reporting aggressive rainbow trout bites using spinners, power baits, and worms, while if you're out in the boat, you might find quality brown trout by trolling Rapalas and flashers. The 101.5 Fishing Report is brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston to purchase all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out in the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website at mountainhardwareandsports.com. That was your 101.5 Fishing Report. Listen anytime on demand at truckytalradio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Just search KTKE.